Hey, my name's Lenny, and this is my podcast about the stuff that I make and the people that I meet. I'm going to begin with talking about a wearable camera that I'm working on based on a Raspberry Pi Zero, which is a very small version of the Raspberry Pi computer, and a camera. I've been experimenting with different ways to stream video based on wearing something and using various available commercial technology using 3G modems that take a small SIM card based on a USB, small batteries that let you wear something that's battery powered, and throwing in some machine learning based technology to make it all a little bit more interesting. The camera is meant to be small enough that you can wear on a shirt or on a bag, and the purpose of it is to record, or better yet, document all of the people that you come across consciously or unconsciously. The camera streams video to a remote device. In my case, it's a computer that I have at home based on a very fast internet connection that I probably paid too much money for. And the video gets processed for faces that are then logged and tracked. That, when I talk about it, it's actually pretty creepy. Basically, I am acting as a government or a big company and tracking all of the people that I come in contact with. But on another level, what I'm exploring is how normalizing the surveillance technology and making it accessible on a consumer level is possibly just an inevitable extension of the direction society's heading. On one level, there are things that are going on that we don't like to be aware of because we just want to ignore. For example, if I look down on a street in New York right now, from my office, I see just visibly, maybe about 7 or 8 security cameras, all normally at the storefronts of businesses or the entrances of companies. But I'm sure beyond what I can see, there's many, many more cameras looking whether from the street lights run by the city or bank tellers or various other cameras. It's actually pretty surprising. And given that this technology is already widespread, the only difference that I'm considering here is what happens when people themselves are able to leverage these existing surveillance tools, I guess you could call them, and use it to improve social relations, better experience the world, and help create some more cohesiveness between the technology we have access to and our own personal experience. I'm looking at small opportunities to grease our daily social interactions to reduce the otherwise existing friction that keeps us from interacting with people who we might consider strangers. I walk to work every day. Actually, I take my one wheel to work every day, and I probably come across anywhere from 50 to 300 people just on the way that I pass on the street. And throughout the day, based on what I do in the evening and whether I go somewhere for lunch, I probably come across another couple hundred people, making it easily possible for me to interact unconsciously or at least be nearby a good 500 to 1,000 people every day. I live in New York City, downtown, in the middle of a pretty busy area, so that's probably more than most people. But that being said, I most likely interact with some people multiple times a day without realizing it. And even more interestingly, I probably interact with some people in different places in different social contexts. So, what if, let's lead with that, what if I could actually know when I interact with people at different places, and I had an opportunity to cue possible interaction? Of course, the very creepy version of this is I'm looking everyone up on Facebook or LinkedIn, and I'm doing some calculating about how valuable it would be for me to actually take action on knowing that I'm nearby somebody. Even creepier is to know that other people are doing this to me, and that my actual social kind of profile is being constantly used, engaged. Another what if is, what if there was a way for me to be intentional about how people could look me up? So rather than being looked up and having random things pulled up that I don't want, what if I can intentionally depict what I want people to see? This is like the very conscious version of what people do on Facebook. Rather than creating a social profile that people see, that I want them to see based on how cool I am or how much fun I'm having, I can actually really show what I want people to see based on a professional or public perspective I want them to have. This is less of a subtext of a social profile, maybe something more explicit, providing the necessary assets, pictures, video, that give them the ability to pull my information up. Now, going back to the device, currently I've set up a number of cases which are plastic or wooden enclosures for the Raspberry Pi and camera to sit in. And I'm using magnets that I got from some supplier online that are the main way for the camera to sit comfortably on a shirt. So I taped one magnet to the actual Raspberry Pi or camera, and then the other magnet also on the camera, which sits on a cable. And together, the camera and the Raspberry Pi use the magnet to as a securing device. So I'll add a picture, something that you can see. But what this does is creates a pretty low profile device. It's not as small as it could be, but it's a good prototype. And then I've gotten a small router, one of these portable travel routers, and a SIM card modem that uses a small USB device. It's a Huawei, it's a $25 USB modem. And the router and modem, powered on a USB battery, stream the internet to the Raspberry Pi, which are powered by a separate battery and a little bit smaller. So currently, the router and modem sit in my backpack, and the Raspberry Pi and camera sit on my shirt. And when I walk, I have this video streaming to the remote computer. And this overall project is pretty interesting because from this video footage, essentially, I'm just taking many photos. The footage gets analyzed for faces. There's a library that runs Python, Python library called face recognition, very basic, and it can take photos and then pull out the faces or tell you where in the photo the faces are and create a face embedding, which is an abstraction of a face or it could be anything, but in this case, it's a face, and it's depicting all of the features or unique qualities of the face as numbers, which then can be compared to other pictures of faces or other embeddings, and then used to identify when the same face is identified based on how similar the embeddings are. So this remote desktop, remote computer or server, it's then taking the streamed video footage, turning the video into pictures, and then analyzing the individual pictures for faces, and then pulling out the embeddings that are detected in those pictures and logging them. There's a lot of interesting user experience parts that are not happening, but one idea is to have an app, something on your phone that lets you log in real time all the faces. This is like maybe the creepy version of what security camera, or at least high-tech security camera security rooms look like with all the faces that are maybe being pulled out of photos or video. In this case, this would just be happening on your phone, or it would be happening on the server, the remote server, and then from your phone you can view this. But what would be interesting, and this is where it's a thought experiment, is as the faces are pulled out, if your phone detects where you are and it detects where a previous depiction of the same person was found, maybe, for example, you're walking to work, so the phone pulls your location data, or in the evening, you're at a bookstore and your phone pulls your location data, and in both cases, the same face is detected, you can get an alert. And in that case, you get an alert, you can actually use that information and say, hey, based on the context of these two interactions, do I want to talk to this person? Or better yet, is this something to remember? These could be interruptive interactions. They can, you know, notify you and you have to take action, or it could be something that you log and then later you look at it, maybe at the end of the day as a summary report. But overall, I think this has some interesting promise. Also, as I'm talking through, I think this idea of an intentional public depiction of who you look like and who you want to be based on what can be crawled is also very interesting. And I'll report back. Currently, the device is working. The battery profile was something I was working on, figuring out how to get power remotely for the Raspberry Pi. And I also have this facial recognition process. Things I haven't done yet are around the app and the user interface for how people interact with this as it's ongoing. So looking forward to show more.